This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, here's a scripture for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15:33. It says this. Be not deceived. I like it when the scripture starts off that, because it breaks down all those preconceived barriers or notions that you've set up. He said, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. If you think that you can hang around foul people and not be foul, you are mistaken. Now, this is, look, I'm talking about, he says communication, that means you're communicating, you're hanging with these people, you're fellowshipping with these people constantly, and it will corrupt good manners. You will end up doing the things that they do. Remember, everything that you see, everything that you hear is being planted in your psyche. And then you will be dreaming things, saying things. You say, hey, where did that come from? It's a seed. It's been planted. So therefore, that's why the Bible says we need to run everything through God's Word, casting down imaginations and everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. We're talking about the straight and narrow. And it's going to lead to life, because Jesus Christ is life. As he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It leads to life. Why? Because it leads to him. And then he said, there's going to be few that find it. Boy, I'm telling you, there's not going to be a lot of folks there in heaven, because so many people are on that Broadway. And God says, enter in at the straight gate. Who are you following? Let me tell you, in order to follow Christ, three things must take place. And I like it because Jesus tells us what these three things are. I hope you have a pen and a paper and write these down. It's coming from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25. It's three things Jesus said that you need to do to follow him. Listen to this. Then said Jesus. Who said it? Jesus. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. In order to live, we must die. Jesus is saying, if you will follow me, the only way you are going to follow me is that you must deny yourself. And this goes totally against what the world believes. The world believes it's all about you, your self-consciousness, you. You are God. I'm telling you, you're nothing without Christ. And Jesus is saying you must die to yourself in order to follow me. And this is where pride comes in. This is why people are not following Christ. This is what got Satan in trouble. He wanted to be worshiped. He wanted to be greater than God. When God's saying, you are nothing, you are created. You are not greater than the Creator. Until you get to the point that you're nothing without God, you're not going to get to God. He is saying you must deny yourself. Oh, but you said, oh, I can't do that. I'm going to miss out on this. Let me tell you something. Everything that this world offers you is temporary, and it means nothing. The question is, what are you going to do for Christ?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.